scared of the dark. You can't do that.
Should we light some candles?
Like doing a midnight show, man.
Totally, man.
It's like astro bowling.
That's the best part of the morning show, is you get like basically, I mean, theoretically, this isn't even morning. This is the middle of the night.
Right.
More or less the end of the night. So it's kind of like we're a night slash early morning show.
It's always dark.
Do your night owl voice, man, if you were like the overnights. Go ahead.
I'd be called the Reaper. I'd be like, I'd come on at midnight. I'd be like, it's 1:01, and the Reaper's here to rock you out.
I'd be called the Sleeper.
Yeah, the Nodder.
Exactly. Are we on?
Yeah.
Ah, so Kevin Smith back in the studio.
A man that just loves punishment.
As promised.
I'm a little disappointed, dude. I mean, I know you're a radio geek and you love it and stuff, but it seems like you should have other things going on.
I know.
In Cisco.
True.
I really don't.
I'm just saying.
Not my town,
it's
sir.
It's just a little, I'm not going to say a letdown, but you know, usually it's cool, like when the big shots are in town, they go out, they see the best in the city, they come in maybe 8, 9 o'clock. Man, what a great city. I went out and did this, I rolled with blah, blah, blah.
I could barely get up to come on your show tonight.
And I went to Steve Jobs' house, and, you know, we played video games, you know, right. Some kind of exciting...
Does he live here in the Bay Area?
I'm sure he's staying, right? I mean...
He lives everywhere. It's his world.
I can make up stuff if you want.
Oh, cool.
I went to a bear bar last night.
Oh, nice.
A bunch of twinks and cubs came home with me and...
That's what I'm saying.
Dropped him.
That's what I'm saying.
In my mouth.
You got the high score in Medieval Madness.
A little teabagging.
I did. I got about 12 million. Wait, and I'm only on my first ball.
Yeah, that's a solid first ball.
That is, right?
The highlight of the day.
I got some pride there. No, I did nothing. I went and did Macworld yesterday, which is still going on, as we all know, until Thursday.
Yes.
I guess. It goes on forever, dude.
It's a long time.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's a long time to hype, you know, phone.
There's a lot more going on than that phone, but that phone.
Sure.
You've seen the phone?
Dude, that's all that's in the newspaper today.
I can't wait.
If you really make it through this entire show, the 7 o'clock hour, 6, you'll just be like, wow. I never thought I'd listen to a radio show talk about a phone so much, because apparently that's what everyone's talking about.
I can't wait, sir. June can't come soon enough. And it's my kid's birthday month, but I don't care. It's the phone month now.
Yeah. Phone month. Everyone's getting one?
I want one. I don't care about
it. Well, you'll get one. Oh, my God. You spoke at Macworld, for God's sake. How did it go?
It was great. It was totally great. It was a 1,500-seater, and it was packed, and people were standing. And
people were clapping?
Leaving. Yeah, they were clapping. It was good. It was a different crowd, though. It's not like doing one at a comic book show. Like, I go to Comic-Cons. Like,
sure.
They have WonderCon here, and...
People are dressed in costumes.
Comic-Con.
Sure,
well,
sure.
Aside from, like, more nobody's dressed up. But
but
there are fewer chicks in the audience... at this Q&A than even at the Comic-Con Q&A.
Is that possible?
I didn't notice, but my wife pointed it out. And then I realized at the end of it all that not a single chick had come up to the mic to ask a question. She was like, there are far fewer girls there.
Chicks like walk into Macworld and walk out men.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, you walk in and the stash immediately comes in.
Jesus.
So I did that for an hour and a half and left, went back to the hotel, and never left the hotel for the rest of the day.
So your wife and daughter are here with
just
you?
Just my wife.
Oh, just your wife. You got her at school.
Never left the hotel.
Just stayed.
That's what I'm saying.
That's nice.
Yeah. And some exercise.
It was all right. She went and got a wax yesterday, so.
Oh.
Yeah, it was kind of sweet.
That's good times. We should call her and see what she did.
Time.
She probably went out of the city.
Call her, she'd be like, F you, click.
Spend all Kevin's
she's
money.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, what is the best that San Francisco has to offer?
Crabs?
Really?
You haven't been down to the Wharf?
Yeah.
Come on!
Haven't you walked along and seen all our lovely pieces of artwork?
Totally, man.
I mean,
cool. I've seen it. Believe me, I'm not just in the city. I just can't
imagine what
pull me out of the hotel.
Lots of interesting homeless people to talk to.
Sure.
Hey, Kevin, I invited you to a movie last night.
Oh, was he talking to me?
He is talking to you.
What were you saying, sir?
Hey, Kevin, I invited you to a movie last night.
You did, sir.
That's the best San Francisco I saw for right there.
Hollywood.
There was the movie. I totally skipped the movie. Hey, there's
the movie?
Alpha Dog.
Oh, you skipped it, huh?
I did.
Why? Is that the one about the kids who killed the kid or something?
Yeah.
Justin
Timberlake.
But Justin Timberlake is in it.
Wild, man.
And he's got
bringing killing back.
Based on a true story.
Based on a true story. Whoa. Played at Sundance last year. Took him a year to release that movie.
Yeah.
No, I did not. I didn't go. I just sat in, watched. I saw a TV. TV is terrible.
Yes.
Just real bad. I don't know because I watch DVDs quite often. You know,
that was the realization of last night.
I don't really want to say anything quite revolutionary yet this early, but the TV's not good.
Mm.
But I didn't make it out to the movie. Boom on, there's that dude. Patrick, hey, comedy, who called up yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Posted your review of Clerks 2 on the website.
What do you think, Kevin?
I didn't listen to it.
Oh, okay.
It was a Safari browser. You want to pull it up, Matt? You don't need to pull it up right now. But
what is it again?
It's at the viewaskew.com message board.
Get on it, Matt.
That guy Patrick, man, huh? He's so thorough. Patrick. Thank God we got listeners like that.
It's good to have motivated people like that, man. You know, search something out, get some audio, actually post it on a website. It's very impressive.
Gunning for your job. He actually did more work for the show than you did yesterday.
Probably.
Did you ever go to
Which one of us are you talking to?
Yeah, really. Well, that goes everywhere. I'm just lobbing that ball out there.
I'm going. I'm going to go today.
You're going to go today?
Yeah.
Great show, man. If you go to WonderCon, it's one of the Moscone halls.
You take the whole thing, right?
This is both buildings,
east, west,
man.
North, south,
either you
south,
cross
east.
The street, it's going on. It's insane.
Yeah.
Lots of folks. But they keep saying, like, you know, 40,000, 50,000 people come through, which doesn't seem big to me. No, San Diego Comic Con is over 100,000 people.
It's comic books, dude. This is a computer company.
I know, but more people you'd imagine have computers than.
Most people using computers don't have the time to take, you know, 4 days off and go check it out.
And Matt's a smaller slice.
Good point.
I mean, people who are super enthused by their Macs are often, you know, busy being creative at home.
That's
true. It's like
putting together their iPhoto.
Sure.
It's like how many people own a Dio record versus how many people have seen Dio live. You know what I'm talking about?
That was the exact comparison I was on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah. A lot of people don't have the opportunity
to random polls, sir.
To go, you know, rock out in person.
Do you get do you get $5 every time you mention Dio?
Hey, man, I'm a big Dio supporter. Everyone's bitching about the president. I try to say, hey, Dio for president. There's that small movement that like 100 people joined throughout the nation. Dio for president.
Ronnie James in the White House?
Yeah. We tried to make it happen, you know. No one jumped on my bandwagon, and whatever. That's why.
Does a single person in the audience of this show know who Ronnie James Dio is, besides you?
You'd be surprised.
I think you underestimate the power of Generation Alice. I really do.
Generation Alice.
I really do. I mean, it's a very...
All I know, sir, is I listen to those call-ins.
It's
pasty. Those call-ins tell the tale. How many women yesterday were like, you know, I just shot my kids off at school. Yeah, there was a lot of that.
Yeah.
Just shut my kid off at school.
Why won't he be quiet?
My husband's off at work.
On the couch naked.
Well,
with my gardener.
This is morning radio, you know.
Soccer
people
moms.
Getting up and going to work. But we know you have, you know, it's funny because we do have a lot of guy listeners, but they're always like, oh, yeah, no, I listen because of my girlfriend.
Sure. I mean, dude, the station logo is a daisy.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's what.
Yeah, they're going for the chick audience. There's no question about it.
But who goes for the guy? I know you probably don't like to talk about the competition, but who goes for the guy audience?
I think the Bone is maybe going for the guy audience.
They got a station called the Bone.
They got
Bone.
The rock girl.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, they do the wet T-shirt contests. So, I guess
with a name like The Bone, you're really just kind of laying it out there, putting it on Front Street and saying, you know what we want.
Bone.
Yes. Mm. And what are they do the wet, you guys don't do wet T-shirt contests?
But we do amongst ourselves.
Oh, sure. In the studio, of course, reigning champion is Maddie.
Yeah. How far would you go for some ratings, Sarah? How far would you go?
Well, if I didn't have ratings, then maybe... Then you could ask me the question.
That's a great thing.
Right
about
how far did you go from ratings down? What's the number one in this town? Probably urban radio?
Actually, Spanish radio.
Okay.
Number
one. How far of a margin?
By tons.
Okay, so somebody says, look, we have a chance to do...
Kevin, if you want future Spanish entertainment, stuff. Start doing movies in Spanish, bro.
Yeah.
Do that or Chinese.
That's the key. Did you see that story about how there's a business, I think in Texas, taking pesos now?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a pizza place.
Yeah, called Pesos.
And it's called Pesos? Funny.
They're coming back, man.
Bring back the Pesos.
Take back their territory. But if somebody said to you, I guarantee you, we will get the ratings that the Spanish station has.
If you do this.
Wet T-shirt contest. And then you got to mash them against this window.
Are you saying I have to put on a wet T-shirt and mash them against the window, or we just have chicks
Nobody
to do it?
Nobody's interested in the man boobs of a Maddie Stout.
They weren't San
Francisco.
Yeah,
I, you know.
Back.
That's true. My bad. You know, it's
fun,
so underplayed, though. I forget they were in San Francisco sometimes.
Yeah, dude, please, man.
I generally go from the hotel to the station, and between there, there's no...
Sure.
There's
human. There's
no gayness. I don't see a lot of gayness.
I probably have more gay... groupies and female groupies.
You have.
I get emails at least, I won't lie, once a month, of a guy that wants to have sex with me.
Really?
Women, never.
Yeah.
Yeah, but welcome to my world, sir.
Yeah.
12 years of that. No chicks want Silent Bob, but there are a bunch of dudes out there who would.
Don't
like to make them scream.
Take it, yeah.
The unsilenced Bob.
At least they don't want me to give it. How weird would that be? Like, I'm a big fan. I want you to service me. Like, well, it doesn't work that way, does it?
I'm a big star. I'm
but I'm a giver. If I went that way, I imagine
you
would. Yeah.
You'd give them a little reach around or
yeah,
what
happened. I'm a bottom, you know.
You are in your relationship with your wife.
That's true. So why wouldn't that extend into to the male area?
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
And when I say male area, I mean...
Male area.
The wiener.
Male area.
Can you still say wiener?
You brought that... Yeah, you brought that up at the talk you did yesterday, and apparently the organizers were very surprised that you would be so blue.
Yeah, apparently there was...
I guess his wife was saying that, like, some of the people were kind of freaking out backstage because
I would not say
there
was mass consternation, but there was a bit of, like, this is what he talks about.
This is what
I thought they'd be talking about Max.
You didn't talk about the computers at all.
Very few people asked Mac-oriented questions. Really? You know, I think it was actually nice to have somebody there that wasn't just like...
It was a break.
Preaching the Kool-Aid. Yeah. But I mean, break on day one. I don't know how effective that is.
Yeah. Well, they probably got other people lined up. You know what I'm saying?
Sam, you're on the air.
Oh, my God. I'm really live. Hello.
Hey,
anyway,
hello.
I stand corrected.
Oh, my God. Hold on. I was just listening, like... And I was like, this is San Francisco. Duh, they're going to be great groupies. Hello. My gosh, what are we talking about? Like Mac computers and stuff. Come on.
I don't know. We're just yapping. Hey, who's cuter, Silent Bob or No Name?
Oh, my gosh. You don't even have to answer that?
You have to.
No Name's cut, dude. Go for
No Name. For sure.
Oh,
my
really?
I would
talk
jump that so fast you don't even know.
Talk dirty to me, Sam. Mm-hmm.
He would jump that so fast you don't even know.
Man, oh man.
No
it's
Name.
Gonna be a great day.
No Name, you look like a muscle queen to me.
Oh, muscle queen.
You know,
I love that.
I swear to God, one of my goals here in radio is to get, because they have this thing, and you've probably heard of it, it's called a GLAAD Award, where like the gay community, like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, say, hey, man, you're down with the gays, cool. I think it'd be a cool thing to have.
And we are down with the gays. I mean,
I know you guys are down with the gays. You guys are always talking about gays, and I'm like, oh, this is, like, so cool, because, you know what? Like, right now I'm looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm just kind of like, oh, like, it makes me feel good.
Uh-huh. Are you now, you super hairy, or are you pretty hairless, or what?
Oh, my God, hairless, please.
Yeah, totally
hairless, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. Definitely a hairless homo.
See, maybe it'd be better to be gay. I look in the mirror, I just feel, I'd say, oh, God, as well, but...
I look in the mirror, and I'm beautiful. I'm like,
yeah.
Whoa.
You're beautiful.
It's great to be beautiful.
It is.
Yeah.
Sam, I'm happy you're having a beautiful day so far.
Sam,
well,
what?
Thank you
Sam
so much.
Sam really opens the day in a great way.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah,
thanks for your energy.
How long
support,
you got? Sam, what are you doing? Sam.
Yeah.
What are you doing up this early?
Looking
oh my
gosh,
I'm on my way to work.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, what do you do?
What are you doing, sir?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, really?
Oh, oh
yeah.
Britney Spears stylist. Nobody wants
well,
to talk about
it. It's not what I do in real life. It's what I do in the after hours that matters. Okay?
Hey.
There you go, sir.
I'm not defined by my job.
I bet you're a mechanic, aren't you?
You get all greasy and sweaty.
Well, believe it or not, actually, when people have problems with their houses... Like, sometimes I am the person who tries to fix things. Definitely. Not that I do a very good job, but...
You're the handyman.
Are you able to maintain...
Indeed. I know how to work the tools.
That boy knew that was coming. Are you able to maintain that personality, Sam, or do you have to launch into a different character at your job?
Yeah, not many people at my work know I'm gay. So.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's not so many. Oh my God.
So you know, oh my God, you have a leak. Oh my God, it's wet. It's wet here.
I think it's more like I'm saying.
Well, if you want it to be wet, I sure can make it that way.
Wow.
Okay. Thanks, Sam. Have a great day.
Oh my God. Sorry, you're gonna kick me off the air. Bye.
Later, Sam.
You know, I appreciate that.
That was a fantastic
gay caller I think I've ever heard.
Wow. So you want more gay callers?
More gays?
Not so much.
We try to reach out.
Just
though,
one is proof.
I've offered. To like be like in like the spread of like those honcho magazines and stuff, and like there's this one bear who's like, yeah, dude, I'll make it happen. Nothing.
I know. And
you
would
get
be
on
great
air,
that.
Get
I
on the air
you.
Every morning and talk about what a sloppy party bottom you are.
Sure.
Hey,
I have leakage right now.
No. Were you
tons
willing?
Of people calling
my, you, my socks are crusty.
Were you willing to go totally nude and honcho?
Sure.
Yeah, you're,
whatever,
you're down
man.
With that, huh?
As long as it gets me a GLAAD award.
Now, can I ask you, in honcho, are people... Because here's my issue.
Sarah, I have to be honest with you. I'm not an expert on honcho. I just, I've been looking for, you know, hetero porn and seen it and going, whoa!
But I'm just wondering if they're talking... If it's sort of fluffed magazine or if it's a...
hardcore?
Well, if it's just...
Is there oral...
No, is there some...
Oral genital?
Is there arousal? Or is it just completely...
I would probably prefer to be...
a little semi, at least.
Yeah, something.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
So,
that's what you want to do. You don't want to be...
I don't want any action.
Playgirl soft. You want to come in there...
Well, that's my issue with Playgirl. At least pass mass.
At least, you know...
Something going on
your way.
What if they want you to have like a couple D's in your face? You know, like that.
No, dude. As long as there's, I mean,
you want a solo
spread.
You want a solo spread.
They can't Photoshop that stuff.
Yeah, peni.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're smiling with thumbs up, and there's two peni on either side of your face.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what Photoshop's for, right?
If it meant a few more.
Are they saluting or are they just hanging loose?
That's was the question. Nathan, you're on the air.
They're literally poking his eye.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to call and give you guys props on a good show yesterday, man. You guys got real good chemistry, and I listen to you guys all day, all morning, from when you come on to when you go off. I listen to you guys all day.
Hey, Nathan, that's the kind of dedication we're looking for. The rest of you 15-minute listeners, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, seriously.
Come on, man.
You guys got good chemistry. I'm a garbage man, so I get in and out of the truck all day. So you guys had me in the truck listening. I didn't want to get off, you know, listen to radio. So you know what? Kevin, you sound like, I couldn't put the name to the face. You sound like Philip Seymour Hoffman, man.
Wow. So I got that going
for
me.
You placed him, though, since then. Is that correct? You must have seen a Jay and Silent Bob film at some point in your life.
Yeah, I have, but I didn't know the name to the face. I looked him up on the internet yesterday, and, that's who he is.
Oh, right, thanks, Nathan.
Have fun, guys, picking
up garbage.
They have laptops and garbage trucks now?
Probably.
He said he went home.
This is very affluent. Oh, okay.
Have you seen trash trucks lately, dude?
No, they must be.
They're nice, man.
Tricked out.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Pimp my trashy ride.
Mm.
Stinky ride.
Exactly.
What does it say when the dude's like, I usually get in and out of the truck, but I didn't yesterday.
Well, he was listening to the show.
That's what I'm saying.
When we're doing our job, people are late for work.
That's how we look at it.
We want to keep you in your car.
Is that why you try to do not the best show as possible so that the city continues to function?
Exactly. That's why we try to keep it down.
I got you. Somebody called you early on and said, pace yourself, man, because if you guys do too good,
that's the bar.
City shuts down.
That's where the bar is set, too, and you have to maintain that.
And I think that's what Kevin would find out if he did radio on a day-to-day basis. He would come in thunderous. I would even give Kevin, because he does have great verbal skills, and, you know, he's definitely an interesting person, has had a lot of interesting life experiences that probably most people haven't, just via his career.
Sure.
Definitely be in my career.
7-8 months.
And then be like,
and then the exhaustion set in.
Yeah.
Well, watching Kevin do the 4 hours we did in L.A., the first part was no games. We're going to do things this way. And then by the second half, it was like,
bring those games. Quick, run down to Toys R Us and buy some games.
I understand it now. Come on, get some games.
Can we play Risk? What's a really long game? Monopoly. Let's get it on.
I would constantly be opening up the phone lines. Just be like, it's your show. Go.
Yeah.
A lot of places do that, and it's...
Anthony, it's your show. It's go.
Yo, what's up, Kevin Smith? How you doing? Dirty Jersey in the He's House! Just wanted to say that Clerks 2 was the best movie ever, aside from Star Wars.
Thank you, sir. I laughed
the whole time, and I was sober.
Right on, sir.
Have you seen Club Dread, Anthony?
No, not yet.
Check it out.
I'll get it, no name. No. Hey, you guys have a good day. I got to get to work, but hey, I'm going to keep listening. Take it easy.
Thanks, Anthony. Warren, go ahead.
Hey, I was just wondering if we can go back to Sarah and the wet t-shirt pressed against
you
the
wall. You know, if we can go back to me being about 30, that would be fine.
I hear you, man.
Thank you,
Warren. Just mashed up against the glass.
Put me in a time machine, make me 19 again.
It's unnecessary. They never age, you know. Boobs are boobs, man.
I know you're like, I got two kids. My boobs are holding it together. I have it because they're not too big.
There you go, man. That's worth a few ratings if you do like a Mash 'em Monday. Where, like, you get a bunch
every
of listeners
Monday
outside
from
7
the
window.
To 8,
yes.
I mash
and
my
all you have to do
up
is
while you do the
you
news.
Do it once for, like,
the mashup.
Once on Monday for 60 seconds. And they're not even bare. You're wearing a top, but your top is just
wet
and hence translucent.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll
jot that down. Maddie. We're on to something here.
You know, I didn't throw up.
Yeah, not that bad. KLLC San Francisco. Thanks, Maddie.
Would it be heartbreaking if you, let's say, all right, you know, first mash on Monday, you know, you get a few people down there.
Testy Tuesday.
A lot of people. Testy Tuesday. Well, that's what happens when Mash 'em Monday fails. Testy Tuesday might actually play better in this town.
Yeah.
But by the third Mash 'em Monday, do you think you'd
no
be a little heartbreaking if like there were 15 people out there? And would you be like, I don't want to do it, Maddie? And he's just like, do it, Sarah.
You have to do it. These people showed
They're
up.
They're
going to
write about it in a radio column and a Chronicle. Just do it.
Kevin, when I
yeah, that's what I want to be known for.
the boob chick.
I'm the chick who mashes her boobs
Kevin,
every Monday morning.
When I first joined the show, we tried to do some physical challenges.
They were going to be
creative.
Great.
They were. I mean, this is probably, I think, probably one of the greatest radio things that ever happened that literally lasted like for a week. I think, was it every day at 6 o'clock or like once a week?
Once a week,
the Stiffy Challenge.
And we only got to do it once.
Twice. I think
the Stiffy Challenge?
The Stiffy Challenge, and here's what it was. Because, you know, basically, radio, what is it about? It's all about wet t-shirt contests and stuff you're talking about.
You're taking it in the other direction.
Let's take it in a direction. Let's have a dude come in here, drop his pants in front of Sarah, or just right now, you come in, go, I can do this. Drop your pants, and you, what was it, 1 minute?
1 minute.
1 minute to get,
become aroused with no touching.
Get out of here.
And
no
people signed up for it.
Oh,
like, they came in, and we had a pretty good, I can't remember what the prizes were, but there was some good motivation.
I think there was money. I think we were dropping like $500 and $100 every week.
And the reason it came up was because, you know, the station I used to work for in New York would have guys come in all the time, and I would always, none of them ever was able to do anything, even with, like, arousal around, because it's so weird being in here,
Yeah,
right?
You got an audience.
Yeah. So guys would call up, and they're like, I could do it.
Where are they?
And no one could do it.
Was it in this room?
Yeah, it was right here.
Where are they standing?
They were standing right there. By Sarah.
Right
where your hands
were. Were they here?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were within 5 feet.
Yeah, and they would drop trout, and they tried to. And no guy could do it, right?
No. But
to see literally drop their pants?
To see the effort and the techniques that people were trying to do was hilarious. And I literally think
it was
probably. Closing
their eyes and
visualizing. Probably one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. We did it, I think, once. And the crackdown that came down from the uppers at this station, it was like, "This, you are going to ruin the Alice name. You know how many years we've worked to give this station credibility, and now you're going to blow it with this smut and disgust. What are you guys thinking?"
We're
trying to have fun. Yeah.
Sarah's not going to blow anything, I assure you.
Exactly. She's a married woman.
Did you, so you saw a bunch of free wieners?
I didn't get to see that many.
Kevin,
how many? A couple. Maybe three?
There was a dude.
Were you excited at all?
They weren't.
Come
so
on.
I wasn't.
Really? Kevin. Just seeing free wieners? If somebody came in here with free boobs, I'd be like, right on.
There was a dude that came in. And he had this tattoo, and I'm like, dude, is that sperm tattooed on your arm? And he goes, yeah. And he lifts up his shoulder, and he has an anatomically correct tattoo of his wang on his upper arm.
No.
And I was like, wow.
He was
That's
proud.
That's a fan, man.
And it covered up his whole arm. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That
There's no getting
fan.
Away from that.
Yeah.
Big with the ladies, I assume?
I think he was.
No, I don't think he was with the ladies.
That's a great game, man.
It was great.
And they shut it down.
They were having none of it.
You know what? That is a challenge.
It is a challenge, I'm telling you.
Were they coming in with as No Name said earlier, a little blood flow, or no? Just
they were not supposed
were they
to
not,
have.
Were they allowed
and we
to
would,
stretch, or no?
No.
No touch.
And they were in here for a couple minutes. We would talk to them
in advance of the
first,
actual
so that we could make sure that unveiling.
They weren't allowed to touch or anything.
Yeah.
That's smart,
no
man.
No touching.
And this is pre-Janet Jackson, by the way.
When and it's
mean,
also radio.
Right,
why
true.
Does anybody care? It's radio. It's like for all
because
the audience
we were
truly knows.
About it.
There's no one even
Nobody's
there.
Even there.
Community
it's Maddie doing, standing there.
All right, we're getting late here. You know what I'm going to do is traffic first. Okay. Hey, Kathy, did you get my email last night?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you didn't?
No, it's cool.
Oh, come over here today.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you?
I'm great.
You hear all this wiener talk going on?
Yeah, it's making me hot.
Right? I knew it today.
Well, me and Kathy have a little secret thing going on.
Oh,
too,
we do.
So,
Sarah and I do.
She's really not in a traffic tower. She's under the desk.
I am.
Hello, Kathy.
Some kind of
very talented
bring out
linguist.
The gimp type kid.
You know what I would argue that chicks probably get more turned on, and this, I could totally be wrong, which I probably am, but chicks probably get more turned on hearing about, like, a chick on a chick than just like a dude talking about his junk.
You know what is it? No, I don't get turned on by guys talking about
chicks. Don't
junk,
get that's what I'm saying. Girls don't get turned on about like wiener talk.
No, but girls get turned on knowing that they can turn guys on by making out with each other.
Oh yeah,
like it's. I think that's a huge
that's a turn on
because I'm not necessarily into chicks, but I. You know, you see what it does to
what
guys.
What would you rather see? Excluding your husband, would you rather see a naked woman or a naked man?
A naked woman, actually.
Yeah.
That's
I
fine.
Just
that's
think,
true
I think boobs are great.
Women.
I love hit. And plus, I would love to judge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Take a look. Do a compare and contrast
mm-hmm.
with my own.
Turned on women is a myth.
None of you guys ever get turned on.
That's not true,
I don't
dude.
Think so.
That's not true.
Well, that's very sad for you. And
now
it's sad.
How long have you been married?
How long have you been married?
To his roommate. Western Lexus Dealers, your first sponsor. Take it away, Kathy.
It's 6:05. I'm Kathy in the KCBS Traffic Center on Alice at 97.3.
Thank you,
the
Kathy.
The drinks have stuff in them, so.
That's true.
Yeah. Did you're on a liquid diet? How does that affect the old?
Every other day, you're stolen.
But, I mean, is it like...
Oh, it's not massive. I mean, when I'm eating...
No, I'm not saying massive. I'm saying, is it like... Did you pick it up with a straw?
No. There's some mass to it. But okay. Every other day, but it's tiny. It's like a... Like, you got a couple kids.
Well, that's good for you.
Not like... what do they call it when you first have a baby? It's not that, but it's like when they start getting a little more solid. When you start getting
Pebbles.
Some of that Gerber.
Yeah.
But, when I'm eating, though, I no lie, I literally drop a deuce. Can you say that on radio?
Yeah.
Drop a deuce no less than 5 times a day.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Now
That's the amount of material that I put into my body. Just has to keep coming out.
Now, this is the kind of talk that gets chicks hot.
Yeah. Dude, I am hot.
How often do you go, Sarah?
Every other to every third day.
Whoa.
Do you really, like, chicks do it so little. I remember my old lady once went, like, almost a week without doing it.
That's
and I was
happened.
Like, how are you not in the hospital? And when do you do your reading?
True.
That is where I do all my best thinking.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. How do you get away, man? Yeah. Do your best thinking, surrounded by your own stink. Alice, 97.3.
Thank you.
Sarah, no name.
Guilty Kevin's pleasure.
Actually, we're going to... 6:07. We can skip it this morning. It's a little late.
What was it?
Did you pick it?
I can have one. I've got a bunch here.
Well, what was it? We'll decide if we want to
Juice Newton.
Angel of the Morning?
Yeah.
Easy, dude.
Anybody?
Passing, moving on.
Yeah, we'll pass. All right.
Some of the little balls to it, sir. About
it's a guilty pleasure.
This is guilty pleasure.
Song you love even though it's not cool.
Regardless,
what's your
something
guilty
with
pleasure,
little
Kevin?
Balls to it.
Yeah, what's your guilty pleasure?
Sarah by Starship.
Really? That's a good one.
That is a great pleasure.
That is bad.
And I love that.
What
of
was
course.
The song we were calling for yesterday? Is Maddie, look it up. Is an oh he
don't
found
break
it. The,
it
the Twisted Sister.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I might have.
The price.
We have Who's Human from.
What
Colton
is your
Street.
What is your guilty your metal guilty pleasure?
Warrant for sure. Come on, Poison.
Tough dude.
A little no. Heaven isn't too far away.
I would say it's not even a ballad. I'd probably say it's like the Bullet Boys. Smooth up in ya.
Smooth up in ya.
Yeah, you just feel stupid. You're like, oh my God, how am I rocking out to this song? It sucks.
That's like an 18 and life to go kind
I
of
I hate
Skid
everything
Row
about you.
Brief appreciation. Were you a big Skid Row fan?
I love Skid Row.
No, though. No. You were, though?
Yeah.
Sebastian Bach. My girlfriend made out with him at a concert once.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
while he was on stage?
Not your wife, your girlfriend?
This was back in college. Yeah,
you
like,
should say ex-girlfriend.
Ex-girlfriend. My former girlfriend.
While he was on stage mid-show, or was he viewing somebody else's show?
It was a post-show thing.
Mm.
Yeah. So you know when she says she made out with him, she'd
be... I'm sure she had
banged him. Hey.
No, those dudes don't have sex. They just get serviced.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you want to talk about kissing them vicariously.
All right, great. Let's go to break.
It's a tip.
Wow.
All right.
A tip, literally.
Human, we've got Who's Humans today from the Folsom Street Fair. And, of course, Kevin Smith is sitting all day. Later today, Augustana is in the Alice Lounge, so that's big, about 3 o'clock or so.
What's that mean?
We have a little acoustic lounge every single day.
You should hang out, Kevin.
You should.
When, I didn't hear this.
Yeah, this is it's about 3:15 every day.
They
do a live band or they replay.
When you guys aren't
lounge.
Even here anymore.
But you should
That's
hang out.
Right.
No.
I'm promoting other stuff from the stage.
If they're playing music, I'm not talking. What is the point of being here?
Sure.
I agree.
The point of life.
I agree. All right, we'll be right back. Half-Ass News is next.
Radio Lounge is the place to be. This is John from the Road Oiler String Band and Amazing Grace Music in San Anselmo. We always listen to Sarah No Name in the morning.
Thank you, John. Kevin Smith sitting in, Sarah right. Noonan, Alice's Morning Show. It is Wednesday, that means it's Who's Human Day, Folsom Street Fair.
Oh my God.
Kevin's going to hang out all day, we can't get rid of him.
Yeah, we're riding.
I'm here, man.
That's Kevin Smith, you might have seen him at Macworld last night, or yesterday afternoon or whatever, and he was rocking it and talking stuff, and yeah.
Or maybe you've seen one of his kajillion movies.
Sure. I was up on stage sweating yesterday. Today and dressed.
You get all
exact
sweaty,
same,
like,
pretty much.
Like when you do like the big speeches, like motivating,
sure, I get all
ripping
sweaty
phone books and
when
stuff.
I breathe, so it doesn't. I don't even have to get active. I'm just standing up there,
bending metal bars. Come on!
You've never seen me Q&A, obviously.
No, I haven't.
I barely move.
Really?
Yeah.
I picture you strutting all around.
Totally, man.
You know, if you watch Evening with Kevin Smith or Evening with Kevin Smith 2, Evening Harder, there's a vast difference between the two. One, I stand behind a podium the whole time. The other, I'm actually working the stage.
You have notes and stuff when you stand at the podium?
No, it's all based on the audience, right? It's all
the Q&A.
There it is, the Q&A. Not so much
election. Depend on the audience for the content of the speak.
That's exactly it. Without them, there's nothing.
I like it.
I'm like, thanks and good night.
Nice. I like it. Hey, Mount Rose makes Half Fast News possible. And I do have a major announcement, Sarah. Yesterday, I fulfilled a lifelong dream of getting a motorcycle.
You got a motorcycle yesterday? Are you kidding me?
Yes.
I
don't want to... I had my eyes set on the Victory 8 Ball, but the price tag is just a little.
How
too
much
rich.
Are those?
Probably like 16G or so. You know, if you get them all. Yeah, if you get them all done right and stuff, and just don't got that kind of coin laying around. So I went for the polar opposite, Sarah, if you will. I bought a
Suzuki.
No, please. No, please.
Ducati.
Let's just put it this way. This bike broke down 6 times on its way home from Oakland last night. Took me 6 hours to get it home. It kick starts. Not a piece of plastic on it. It's a piece of crap. So I went for the entire other side of the coin. I got a bike which is known as a Bullet. And I just like it because I was like, you know what, this is actually everything that I need in my life. Something I need a bigger headache in my life. And I figured, you know, guns don't kill people, bullets kill people. It's the perfect bike for me. Fantastic.
That was a death trap, sir.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You got to be surrounded by steel if you're going to be out in traffic.
I don't know what the hell's wrong with this bike. I was trying to get in the second gear going over the Bay Bridge. It's literally, my friend Miles was accompanying me. The thing's going 30 miles an hour. Oh my God. And I'm like, come on, man! How do you get this thing out of first?
Why did you buy that particular bike?
And then we're sitting there. I'm okay, whatever. At least first gear, I'll just go 35 the whole way home, whatever. Sure. It keeps dying, falling, whatever. All kinds of problems. And I'm like, what the hell did I just buy?
And is your buddy Miles at this point driving behind you, riding on the bike, holding onto your waist?
Let's just put it this way. No, because we trucked over there. Let's put it this way. At about 10 o'clock last night, I literally picked up a 500-pound motorcycle and stuck it in the back of my truck. Because I'm like, I got to be at work and, like, freaking, I got to get up in 6 hours. I don't got time to, like, sit here and try to troubleshoot this thing on the side of the road. But literally, I'm in first gear, and I start hitting the hills of San Francisco.
Oh, no.
And when it runs, it's,
they're cool looking.
Beautiful.
I pulled one up.
Yeah, and
Royal Enfield. That's the best.
Yeah, British bike.
Yeah, it's going to be really easy to fix and find parts for.
Yeah. Why not a hog, sir?
I got the cash for that crap, dude.
Really?
A lot of money, man. A lot of money.
How much was this bike?
$2,000.
You paid $2,000 for a bike you couldn't get out of first gear that broke down six times.
How old are you?
33.
And it's taking you this long to get a motorcycle? If it's
you know what,
though? Secret obsession for life?
Yeah. No name. This is a perfect
motorcycle. Don't run into my parade, motherfucker.
Sorry. Good on you, sir. Way to not wait till you were 40.
He wants to do the work himself, I'm sure of it. I mean, I know that this is going to be the thing that gets you out of the main part of your house where the children and the wife are, down into the garage where the refrigerator is.
Are you going to bring the kids on the bike?
Are you getting a sidecar?
No, hell no, dude. You kidding me? Right now the bike has a kind of a two-seater bike. That two-seater bike, the seat's going off. Getting the saddle on that thing. And I'm going to ride!
Is this similar to what your bike looks like?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, so if...
it's got two wheels and handlebars.
Or is it a Bullet Machismo?
If you see a dude riding around on a bike that's smoking, stalling out, with a back flat tire, going about 30, getting run off the road by cars, that would be me.
Dude, get a sidecar. She's right.
Sidecar is just a bigger target for cars to run into.
You know what?
People would just be able to pick you out on the road. They'd be like, there's that radio guy again.
Yeah, let's hit him.
Get an Alice sidecar. Put a daisy on it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? Congratulations. I know. Since I've known you, you have been talking about this, and I think it's great.
Yeah. I envy you, dude. There's nothing out there that I've got a secret dream of. I'm like, one day I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
You got it. Yeah. Now you've peaked,
though.
You've peaked at 33.
You can buy whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm rich, bitch.
There's been that, but he could have done it, a few years ago. He just kind of waited until
the thing is, exactly.
He waited until his life was over and he had two kids.
Exactly, and I'm like, I need another reason to get down in the garage where my kegerator is. I know, I'll buy another thing that doesn't work.
Either you let me get a motorcycle or I'm cheating on you. She's like, get a bike.
Get a bike.
She's the one who got on the kegerator.
No, she's been wanting to get a motorcycle.
What is the kegerator?
It's, you know, Kevin it's just Smith. A fridge for a
Kevin
keg.
Smith.
A fridge for keg?
How do you relate to your audience and not know what a kegerator is?
I don't, sir. I don't drink.
He has
I,
a
I know you have, don't drink, but
you
your
have
fans
one at
do?
Your house.
Do I?
You have one at your house. Upstairs in your bar, that's like a kegerator, the tap.
Really?
Yeah, if you have a place to keep a keg cold,
so
you tap it.
It's but you have a place to keep the keg cold underneath
it's
and all that.
Cold,
that's
you hook it up with all the stuff, and it's got the tap on. You actually have one, and you don't know it.
He's got a double tap, if I remember correctly, because I was quite in awe of the
He's got a double kegerator?
No
idea.
Oh, no name. Who is this
guy? Giant dry bar for the ice.
Every once in a while, I try to have a beer, and I'm like, just doesn't taste good to me.
Mm.
You know what I've been noticing now
what?
That I'm not eating? Man, there are a lot of commercials for food.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Like every
TV.
Second commercial is about food, and I was staying
get
at the
cheese crust stuff, cheese grilled
you ain't
deluxe
kidding,
from
man.
Pizza Hut.
And
look how
was,
cheesy
there
and greasy it is.
There were so many food commercials that I was staying next door to Chevy's, and I was just like, man, I should go down to Chevy's.
Food is Kevin's motorcycle. It's what he longs for. It's what he longs
for. But the
for.
Thing is, but you waited. The thing you long for is the thing you wait and then eventually build up to. I've been doing food since day one.
I know, but dude, but you
I don't know what my thing
of
is.
It.
What
you
is
what's
mine? What's mine?
Your thing is making movies. You must get
no,
a
because
from
I've done
that.
That. The
but
thing
you,
is,
but
he
new phone.
He waited to. No, that can't be because that's brand new. He waited like it's something
you're
that's
jealous
been
that
in
you
your
don't
blood.
Have a thing.
I'm not jealous.
Machine guns.
I admire him for having it.
Machine guns.
You're right. I've always wanted AK-47.
There you go.
No, you haven't.
Never once. I don't want a gun. I don't have one of those things, man. That's kind of cool. Did it feel cool buying it? I mean, I know it didn't feel cool riding it.
It was great. It was great because literally, like the design of this bike hasn't changed, I think, since they started making them in the 40s. It's literally like the same exact technology. I mean, it's just, so you got to kickstart it. It's a pain in the ass. And the dude's like, can you kickstart a bike? And I'm like, I don't know, man. He's like, I can't get this one started. And the Miles was trying, and then I got on it, and it went, and I put it in first.
So it was your bike.
And I said, you know what? If I could kick it and start it, whatever.
What's the engine size? What is it, a 3?
So slow, man.
Is it a 350?
Like 500cc.
A 500cc?
So slow. I can't even begin to tell you how slow it is. Bicyclists were passing me when I was going up Market Street.
Are you
going to
buy another one of these now for parts?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Because you say it hasn't changed since the 40s. There must be dead ones laying around everywhere.
I have no idea. I have no idea what I'm going to do.
It's a very uncommon bike.
I'm actually
probably,
really happy for
I'm
you.
I'm literally probably
going to
end up killing myself on it within a week.
Oh, God damn it. Don't say that.
Or at least end up hospitalized. Like, I'll be all, like, wheelchair. And, like,
I'll be here for you,
know
you
what,
dude.
What?
I'll fill
no,
in
man.
When you're all crippled from your
Listen to you hawking on his job the minute he gets a motorcycle.
I'll call it a bill.
I can smell it in the air.
Say something funny. Dad me.
You guys can wheel me out to like.
And anytime, anytime you call in from your respirator, we'll
sure.
play I Want to Ride My Bike.
No,
Kevin, if I could do anything, I would just get back on that motorcycle. Oh, I need to tame the beast. Oh.
You do have disability, don't you?
I don't know.
It's Alice at 97.3 Sarah, no name, Alice's Morning Show.
It's a big day, people. I got a bike, man.
Day. I thought you were going
to
make some kind
Did
of
you ride it to work?
Oh, no.
No,
he
doesn't
even
run.
Ride at home last night.
I swear to God. I drove
It does 30 miles per hour.
I drove Christy's car to work because literally it's in my it's in the back of my truck. I didn't want to unload it last night by myself because I would have broken my effing neck. So I it's just sitting there. Which will probably sit there for another 3 months, actually.
You got kids. Make them do it.
That's true. They got to start doing something, man.
Totally. Earn their keep.
Pooping.
You going to bring your kids on the bike? If you ever get it
handlebars,
up
handlebars, that's what handlebars were made for, dude.
Throw a kid up front.
God.
Yeah.
Bungee cord.
Exactly.
Death trap, sir.
Be careful.
All my friends are into bikes.
Okay.
Muse, Brian,
and
Scott,
you don't have a
they all got bikes. I have no interest. I'm telling you, once my film got picked up back in, what, 94, I've never wanted to do anything remotely death-defying. Or not even death-defying. I just never put myself... I stopped going on roller coasters.
Really?
I'm like, I won the lottery, man. I'm not going to chance it. So I just...
You're
in
a great insurance risk.
Wow.
I'm really...
You need to get insurance.
Are you really paranoid about getting hurt and stuff?
I really am. Because I was...
I get the thrill of death every time I ride it.
Oh, that's great. Without
right?
actually, having the speed to do the job.
A slow death.
Right.
It's
exactly.
like... It's kind of, it's
I'll
like,
see it coming.
It's like lung cancer of motorcycles.
Exactly. I'll see it coming. I'm like, oh! I'll be going through, like, a light will be green, it'll turn yellow, it'll be red, I'll still be in an intersection trying to cross it, I'll see the bus coming.
Oh my God! That's funny. Oh Lordy!
But I'm just—I feel like a.
I can't believe you bought a bridge motorcycle.
I feel like I can't either. Yeah, I can't either. you know?
Don't have any buyer's remorse. This obviously was a motorcycle for you. You kicked it. It started. You got it home somehow.
Somehow.
This is your bike.
Yeah. Basically what it is, I bought a motorcycle for the back of my truck.
eBay, sir? eBay? Where'd you find it?
Craigslist, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
So we can love the Craigslist.
We can sit on it in your garage, at least. We can sit and drink beer on it.
Oh, the kids are going to be all over it.
That's exactly what I think I'm going to end up doing with it. I'll probably just never start it again, roll it in front of my kegerator, put a fan on my kegerator, just pour a beer, and just have the wind blowing in my hair.
Can I get on the back?
Yeah, totally.
That's why you need a projection screen, and you can have Kevin shoot.
I don't know if you noticed, sir, but I work in the pictures, so I could probably come up with a nice background for you.
Different road trips?
Basically, it would be like a rolling background, like two spools, and it's just painting. Rather than go high-tech,
Maybe like rolling.
Soaring over California.
California
adventure.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be like, Chris Decker, I'm going up for a motorcycle ride. Just go around the garage, pour myself a beer.
Vroom, vroom.
And her friends are like, man, aren't you ever scared he's going to hurt himself?
Totally.
Falling off onto his kegerator?
Exactly. Off and conk
his
head.
Well, it doesn't have a back tire, so we're not too worried.
Yeah, exactly. Keep the tires deflated.
All right, Kathy. Traffic is brought to us by Healthy Relief Cold Reduce. Healthy Relief.
Oh, it's a big day!
To feel your best fast. I had no idea how big a day it was.
Yes! It's all metal, baby!
All right. I'm Kathy in the KCBS Traffic Center on Alice at 97.3.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to
take
a
light.
Quick break.
There's your light right there.
Oh, the mic light?
That'll work. It.
Okay.
We're keeping it moody in here, man.
Adventures.
Nice.
Adventures begun.
Kevin, can we borrow some of your candles?
I don't like
you, Kevin, all moody. You're going to start playing footsie with me, dude? What's wrong with you, man?
Now that you got a bike, sir, yeah.
I know.
Well, you know, Kevin's in a chick foot.
Your hot factor just went
up. So that's it.
That's true. Catch and release, everybody.
And a chick foot. What nice segue, sir.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Happened three times a day.
Catch and release, January 26th in theaters.
You can see the trailer online. It's it looks really good.
This is the movie for this audience, I assure you.
Does it look really good, Matt, honestly?
It does, actually. Yeah,
I thought it looks good.
And it's a Jennifer Garner picture, so.
And it's definitely the guy that fills the scenes that I've seen has been Kevin with the zingies. One line.
I play the funny fat friend.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm Jack Black, circa High Fidelity.
Really?
Yeah, which means hopefully one day I'll be Jack Black, circa School of Rock. That'd be nice, right?
That would be nice.
Then I'd never have to do this show ever again.
Does he kind of do the same thing, though, in like every movie?
Did you see any Jack Black movies this year?
Yeah, Nacho Libre. Went and saw that. No, we didn't see Nacho
Libre.
Nice.
The Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny.
How was it?
I liked it a lot, actually.
What did you think, sir?
I liked the Sasquatch segment.
Yeah. Other than that, no?
No, I think Dio comes alive.
Dio's in it. That's the cool thing.
Dio
comes
alive in a poster.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Meatloaf plays
his dad.
I would imagine
that was right up your alley, that movie.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break when we come back.
Metal, sir.
Celebrity Trash.
It's Sarah and Ooh,
that's ponderous.
That bumper pumps me up so much, man. When I hear that, I'm just like, I feel like I'm about to like, go, like,
you should blow out these candles and turn the lights up.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Man.
All right, so no name, Kevin Smith.
I just got your radio history downstairs.
Yet
again, because that's not even the first time I've heard it, but every time it's fresh and new.
It is?
Yeah, believe me, I wasn't bored, because I'm like, all right, dude, give it me again.
What happened?
He literally gave me my whole...
10-year history, of which you're a big part of, obviously. Where were you before this? How long were you in radio?
Since 19, dude. Since college, man.
Since he was
college
just a
radio.
Young
14
kid.
Years, man.
Yeah, 14 under the belt.
College
bro.
Radio doesn't count.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it does, dude.
College radio doesn't count.
When you're talking kids,
you're talking
the underground
person.
When you're talking to 10,000 people, that's not the same.
Are we the same, Sarah? I'm 17 years this year.
I'm 89, so 18.
Same as when I started.
Yeah.
I've been listening to radio for about 26.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
What were you doing before that?
Huge.
You didn't listen to radio when you were like 7 years old?
No.
Oh, man.
I didn't even know what a radio was.
I was all about. I was calling DJs. I was so nervous.
When did you make your first movie? Like, not Clerks, but I mean just, you know, like screwing around with
my
the camera.
My first movie was Clerks.
That was it? You didn't have, like, you never screwed around with
anything?
Age
23. I tried to go to film school up in Vancouver, and I made a little video short, but that was about it.
Hmm.
And also, you know what? I made.
You're right.
You know what?
The
documentary is actually pretty good. It was all right. We were doing it on a tranny. Transvestite, this dude who was going to become a woman, take the step and get him cut and go full throttle. Or less than full throttle.
Mm.
Go camel toe.
In throttle.
Mm-hmm. Go in any rather.
God,
than
that's
that.
So. It's just so.
But we didn't get to do the rest and it fell apart. We taped her doing like her performance on stage because those trannies, they seem to
that's
like
what
to lip sync a bit. Yeah, that seems to be their bag. And she dropped out. We couldn't do the interview part, and so we wound up, you know, we were going to fail because our documentary subject dropped out.
Docu-drama.
Our docu-drama.
Yeah.
We said, can we do a documentary about how our documentary fell apart? They said, whatever. And we did that. That was the only thing I did before Clerks, except even prior to that, I made a short 8-minute Super 8 film for an ex-girlfriend.
Did you see The Bridge, man? Speaking of docudramas. And
oh, my God, but I love that trailer.
You never seen it, dude?
No, I saw the trailer online, but I didn't see it. It was playing, when it played in Los Angeles, it played at this theater for, I don't know, a week, 2 weeks, and I didn't get a chance to see it. Is there actual footage of people jumping?
You gotta see it. I don't even want to.
Would you please?
Yeah,
I would like to see
it. Feel good comedy of the year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
one movie I'll never see.
I guess there was some sort of.
You gotta see.
I wouldn't say controversy, but people were like, "How can you put this movie out?" And because they were literally rolling on people jumping.
And he also took some liberties with interviewing. He, you know, kind of backpedaled on, but. You know, had people talk about the people that killed themselves, and then later they find out that he actually had the footage of them jumping, and they were like, I can't
mortified.
Believe.
I'm in this movie where my friend Bill dies.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't see it, though.
I don't know.
But you heard about it.
Oh, with these guys.
I thought I could talk about for at least a good 3 months.
And it's a hometown picture because it's this
well,
bridge.
Well, sure,
here, right?
It's this bridge right over here.
And so nobody survives when they jump from this bridge?
No, they got a whole interview with a dude.
One dude survived.
Did he survive or was he laid up?
He's walking around. He's a suicide counselor now, actually.
Get out of here.
Is that ironic?
Did he jump from the low end?
No.
And
what better suicide counselor than the dude that's like, you know, I tried it, but I live to tell you. Let me tell you, it's not a good idea.
He said the moment that he jumped, he said, he tried to reach back. He really didn't want to live.
That's in the movie?
Yeah.
Please give me the safe.
And he also had a seal that swam around him and kept him floating until the Coast Guard got there.
Shut up. Is that true?
Oh, my God. That is fantastic cinema. Where is that dude? Does he live here?
Wow. He's sure it was God. God was in that snow.
And they have footage of him jumping and surviving?
Not him.
Tell me he's a fan of the show and he'll call up. Why didn't you have that guy in? That would be the most fascinating guest.
Well, because everyone's had him and everyone's interviewed him. It's all been done.
The dude who survived?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's kind of in the whole, like, you know, God save me. God is the guy.
Oh, it's a lot of that.
Which is fine, but...
Nah.
Look, I like Jesus. I just don't want him crammed in my throat.
He's all right with me.
Yeah.
In a moment,
just all right with
we are going to play...
Dead or Alive.
Let's go back. Dead or Alive, people.
Perfect
for the room, for the mood in here with the candles.
Make a big birthday wish. No, not that one.
Frank Sinatra Jr. is 63. Rod Stewart, 62 today. Donald Fagen of Steely Dan fame is 59. George Foreman of The Grill is 58. Pat Benatar.
You've reduced the man to the grill.
He's done so much more than the grill. But still, what do most people
know?
He's
the man who made The Fronts, bro.
The grill.
It's huge.
I think Rumble in the Jungle.
Yeah, see, I'm not a boxing fan. All I know is
that
he named all his kids George Foreman.
By any stretch of imagination, but you got to know that. I mean, that's without that, there is no George Foreman grill.
I only know him for the grill.
Really? Do you have the grill?
I do not, sir.
I had a grill.
And?
How was it?
It was great.
What happened to it?
I had a buddy who was like an athlete, like a professional athlete.
That was so sincere.
Yeah.
It's great.
It was. But I had a buddy who was like a professional athlete, and he would get like fined if he was over a certain percentage of body fat. So I went over his house, and literally he just had a George Foreman grill, and he opened up his refrigerator, and it was all chicken breasts.
Oh.
And he was like, dude, you hungry? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I would offer you all kinds of stuff, but all they have is chicken and like whole wheat bread. And I'll make you a chicken sandwich. And I was like, psh, psh. Done in like 30 seconds.
Was it dry? Was it a dry
bird? Delicious. No, I went and bought one. I was like, this is great.
But what is the idea behind it is that the fat seeps away. It's not roasting its own fat or frying in its own
fat.
Right.
You're like almost squeezing it. Doesn't it fold down on the top too?
There's
so you're almost squeezing
in
it and then all the fat
What's
runs
the difference between
down?
That and say a barbecue grill?
I don't know.
Not
it
fair.
Cooks the both sides and the whole drainage thing.
And you don't need like propane or an outside deck.
That's the difference.
If you have a condo.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
You can have a grill.
I would
a barbecue grill for someone without a condo.
Mm-hmm. Pat Benatar is 54. Michael Schenker.
Hit me with your best shot.
Is 52.
Michael
Schenker.
Scorpions, UFO guitarist. Really?
No. Nope.
You don't know who the Scorpions are?
I know who the Scorpions are. I don't know. I did
like
not know that
the
Michael
Flying
Schenker.
V. The guy with the Flying V.
No. But he also
the guy that's on the cover of freaking Blackout with the forks in his eyes.
In
that's
MSG.
The dude?
Yeah.
Is that his brother?
No name would know. The Michael Schenker group. Oh, MSG, the Michael Schenker group. It was him.
That, the dude, you know that's a painted cover, right?
Something in a Rudolph Schenker.
that's not a photo. That,
well, this
that
guy
cover
worked
with
the Scorpions.
Him with the forks in his eyes?
That is a painting, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That dude, what's his name? Gottfried Helmlein is the painter.
Yeah.
He did, like, that James Dean painting, Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Really?
You're so funny. He's like, you know, Michael Schenker, I have no idea. Yeah. But I know who painted the picture
because
and what
he,
else
he's done. That dude did a massive portrait of my child that is about...
Oh.
The size of this wall.
He
You've
did,
seen
oh.
it in the house. Like, but turn it up on its upside. If this
How
wall
did you...
was... I keep pointing to the wall. Nobody in radio can...
It's like
it's
12
about,
by 10.
It's neat,
but when you walk in the house, it's a little like, you
wow.
know whose house this is.
It's
okay.
massive.
How much do you pay to commission of work by this guy?
You know, Sarah, I
want to know.
I alienate myself from the audience.
You're not... They believe
you.
They know you're rich already.
Dude, yesterday you said you had a $40,000 rug.
So what
did you
pay? I
could barely save up money for a $2,000 motorcycle.
May I... Let me throw a few disclaimers out.
My life dream, dude, cost, like, I could have bought, how many do the math, Sarah, for me? 40? 40 of my life dream for a rug that's in this guy's house.
20.
20, whatever.
20 of them.
That's excellent math.
You're actually, you could have just bought your actual life dream, which is a motorcycle that runs.
I could have bought two of them.
Exactly.
I could have bought two Victory
and a trailer.
For a rug. In this
so, anyway,
a trailer
how much...
to hitch to the back of the bike or a trailer to put the bike on?
To put the bike on. How much did you pay to have this famous artist, you commissioned a painting of your daughter? A 10-foot by 8-foot painting.
It's massive.
It's massive.
Thank God we have the wall for it. Like, we got a lot of high ceilings in that house. It was, if you're going to spend money on something like that, like kind of an heirloom piece, kind of a piece that'll
you think your kid's really gonna want that,
outlive
dude?
Us. I, maybe not, but
it's
but not
they want
her.
It. How
me.
Old is she?
It really freezes
painting.
Her in time, man. Because when she's like 15 and
bringing boys home,
horrible, yeah, to her mother and sleeping with all
and
manner
the
of jerks.
The picture.
I'll be like, I remember that kid.
Yeah.
If she takes a knife to it, though, oh man, you know, like gets all pissed one day. F you, Silent Bob, and
come on,
like,
sir, get with it.
You're gonna find like stains on it from her boyfriend.
Oh,
like, ah, look at on your face.
Oh, totally.
Oh.
I can see it, dude. He's gonna be like, look, your parents aren't home. Let's do it in front of your parents.
Let's all guess how much.
And then he wipes
he
his hand.
He paid to commission this. I will say, an artist who clearly is famous. I'm gonna say. $75,000.
Interesting guess.
Higher.
I would say $200,000.
Okay.
Interesting guess.
I was gonna say a quarter.
Quarter of a million?
Yeah.
You're all wrong.
What is it?
$100,000.
$100,000.
$100,000. It was, and it was kind of
$100,000. I thought
kind of a tough call because I was just like, man, that's like that.
That's insane.
$100,000 of those dollars.
Yeah, but a guy like that's an investment, you know?
No,
that's
is it though?
Who else
gonna
want to buy a
painting
of his
daughter?
What do you think makes up all the art in the museums? People who had people like paintings commissioned of their family and stuff like that.
You're telling me that you think in the future?
Yes. 200 years from now, my kid's face can be hanging in somebody's museum,
and someone will have just paid $70 million.
Dude, that's how I had to cognitively reframe it in order to make it work for me.
Sure. You and your wife had a conversation that went something like this. Hey, I want to get a painting done of our daughter. Hey, I want to get a big painting done of our daughter.
It was more like this. We had bought a Gottfried Helmlein piece prior to that, this giant Mickey Mouse painting called Blue Mickey, or Midnight Mickey it was called.
Ooh.
And it's just a photo. He paints photorealistic, as you know,
like
from
the
that
Scorpions.
Cover. As you know from the cover of the Scorpions album.
That's what I'm saying. Let's get back to the Scorpions, Kevin. The whole thing about the paintings and your kids is...
Let's do it, sir. Round and round.
The Scorpions do have the greatest album cover of all time. The record's called Animal Magnetism.
Oh.
It's the German version. A girl in the back of a limousine with her top off, and a guy with must be 7 pounds of bubble gum stuck to her breast and attached to his hand.
Mm.
Awesome. That's like back when album covers like Pink Floyd, the guy on fire and all that
crap. That tells a story. That
yeah.
album cover tells a story.
Oh, that bubble gum.
Sure. Sticky.
Tasty.
Okay.
All right.
Sean Colvin, 51, Brad Roberts, the guy
Sean Colvin,
sang.
The singer,
that's
the woman
right.
singer.
That's correct.
Sonny Came Home.
Sonny Came Home.
Yes.
And Brad Roberts, the singer for the Crash Test Dummies.
Oh.
Yeah, I did the Superman song.
He is 43 years old.
Canadian. That dude sounded 50 when he sang that song.
I agree
did
with you.
That guy
you?
Have a
surprised.
Deeper voice?
Like
no
that.
Way.
Once there was a man who had a deep voice and his early
I'm shocked that you pulled the melody of that song, let
Dude.
Alone kind of got the first few lyrics.
I DJ'd in alternative radio. That song was crammed down my effing throat.
Six times a day.
I was forced to go see those guys at the Warfield, the most boring show I've ever seen in my life. I literally felt like walking into people and like slapping them. Will you wake up? If this is your favorite band, show some enthusiasm, breathe, open your eyes.
Is it three people? It's like him and a chick and a dude.
It's a chick and a dude, yeah.
I was trying to be into it. I was trying to get the vibe, and I'm like, people are just talking. Just having conversations, like being in the lobby of a movie. It's like, dude, your favorite. This,
paid to get in here, right?
The Boring Show, them and Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Throw a little gym blossoms
in there,
dude.
Toad the Wet Sprocket is All I Want. Is
yeah.
That, is that thing?
Yeah, yeah, I love
it. We spotted the ocean.
Bring back the Spin Doctors. Yeah.
At least they put
if
on a show.
Want to be my man, yeah. Just go ahead now. That sounds like a real Alice tune. Do you guys play that a lot?
Not anymore.
It's but time to go toe-to-toe with No Name in a game of...
I'm off.
All right.
Just get rid of that tape, would you?
So we're going to play
you don't like
Kim.
It?
So how's it going?
Hey, Kimmy.
Hey.
All right.
Well, you can't get a word in there, can you?
No, nobody can. Really.
Hey, No Name, Happy New Year. Welcome back, sir. Happy New Year.
And happy motorcycle.
Right, Kevin, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, sir.
Hey, by the way, Kevin, I'm a fellow filmmaker. If you go to YouTube, you can check out my my movie, Piggy in the Pipe.
Right on.
Piggy in the Pipe. Hey. Write that down. I like YouTube.
You guys can get them all like it. With that, Maddie, you'll especially like it.
I bet I will.
Just Piggy and the Pipe.
All right,
I'll
Kim.
All right, let's go.
Let's let No Name answer first on these. Okay, this is an epic battle today, guys. I do have six, as opposed to the normal four. I don't know what I was thinking because Kevin will never let us get through this game. However,
if you hear me saying a word, an effing word, I've been quiet the whole time, contemplating Piggy and a Pipe.
Okay,
Pig in a Pipe or Piggy and a Pipe, sir.
Piggy and a pipe.
Piggy and a pipe.
Mm.
Yeah. Piggy and a pipe was a little more captivating. I'll check it out, though.
Dead.
All right. You just have to get past the first, 15 seconds.
You ready? Here we go.
Give it a minute.
We will, Tim. Done, quiet. Done. We're trying to get past the first 15 seconds of this game. Sal Mineo. Or Mineo, if you prefer.
If I win this game, Maddie's getting a gift. So
what
you do?
What do I get?
You're getting a prize if you
yeah.
win.
Yeah. Dead.
Sal Mineo, you say dead,
yes.
Tim?
I say alive.
I'm sorry. He is, in fact, dead.
Oh.
Yeah. Rebel Without a Cause, Giant Exodus, born on the state in 1939.
Didn't he die under... Yeah, he was under...
Jerry Wexler.
Alive.
I got to go dead again.
I'm sorry. He is, in fact, alive. That is a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame producer.
I should have been shame now, but...
Founded Atlantic Records, 90 years old today. Frank James.
Dead.
Alive.
Sorry, he's dead. That's Jesse James' brother.
Correct. Who started the James Day?
Linda Lovelace.
I think she's... Oh, man, this is a tough one, dude. I think she's alive.
Excuse me?
Yeah, she is alive.
No, sorry, she's dead.
I just saw her in a documentary.
No, she died.
1949, she was born.
Yeah, but when did she die?
She committed suicide, didn't she?
I really don't know. Yeah. I wish I could get any more info.
She's the one from...
The Green Door. Behind the Green
no,
Door.
No, that's Marilyn Chambers. She's Deep Throat.
Deep Throat.
There you go.
I saw her in that documentary that they did on
Deep
Throat.
I thought that dude up in Nevada was Deep Throat.
Inside Deep Throat, it was
called.
Yeah,
he was.
She must have... Did she just die recently?
A couple years ago.
That's right. She's in the doc, but she's not interviewed in the doc. She became an activist, like a women's
activist.
Oh, yeah,
activist. Big time.
Yeah,
big.
Totally. She didn't like porn at the end.
Jim Croce.
Dead.
Alive.
He is dead.
Sorry. Oh, that's right.
He's so dead.
And finally, not that it matters, Ray Bolger.
Ray Bolger's alive.
No.
Dead.
You're on the board, Tim.
Oh,
you got
I'm
a point. He was
no
the
way.
Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz. Not enough to win the game, though, by a score of 4-1.
What's my present? Oh, I like my present.
Oh, what's your present?
Nothing.
What is that?
Something that, little snoozy pussy.
A little herbal refreshment, sir.
Oh, where'd you get that? Your friend Miles?
No.
I don't care where you got it, I'm just glad I have it.
If the authorities are listening, I just want to alert you to the presence of them.
No.
I thought it was a condom.
A lot of times.
He did. He gave him a condom because the next break, those two are going to go in the bathroom. And
it's kind of weird, actually.
I get my real present.
Like when I meet people.
Clean handy.
Like if I'm down the street and someone's like, hey, I recognize. They always give me drugs. It's always weird.
They really?
And
I get a lot of, hey, you want to get high? But nobody hands me
people just
drugs.
Hand me bags of drugs, and I go, thanks, man. And then I give it to Matt.
Good father.
And then I
what about me?
Down the toilet.
Chopped liver over here?
Immediately.
He's more of a stoner than you are.
That's true, but I don't have any good stuff at home.
I have nothing right now.
Oh, really? I'm fine.
Scrape it.
Is that some sort
and,
of
and you did give me my birthday present 2 years in a row.
There's more of that, you know, if you need it, man. If you know what I'm saying.
His little taste for free.
What was your birthday present 2 years ago?
I'll tell you off the air.
Really?
Yeah, No Name's, it was the best birthday present I ever got when I turned 39, and he did a repeat performance for my 40th, which much, much appreciated.
If you give somebody a good gift, just keep giving the same
gift. Just give the same gift.
He played that game where he drops his pants and tries to get aroused without touching it.
Exactly.
He did, and
in front of her kids.
Right in front of my kids. They loved it. It's hilarious. Okay, if we had time to get to stories, I'd tell you about Suzanne Summer's house being burned down. We'd talk about...
Thank you, Thighmaster.
We talk about Stephen Colbert.
What about him? What about him?
Jerry Orbach's eyes. We don't have time.
Jerry Orbach's eyes went to somebody?
Oh, yeah. Two different women.
Be
his corneas.
Oh, yes. Be our guest. Put my eyes in your head.
What's Alice? Every day.
Rewards.
Word of the day. Word of the day.
Word of the day is supported by Wheelworks. New tires and brakes couldn't be easier.
Hey, everyone. It's Hooman.
Hey, Hooman.
And you're
what, we have no interns? Wow, we must need interns. Email Matt at RadioAlice.com.
Hey, Kevin, what's our Alice Everyday Rewards word of the day?
That would have to be coconut.
Spell it.
Spell coconut?
Yeah.
C-O-C-O-N-U-T. I actually had to look because I thought it was a tricky word.
Use it in a sentence.
One of the best times I ever had was alone with a tube of Vaseline and a coconut.
Go to RadioOffs.com, plug in the word coconut, get 2,000 points.
Thank you, Herman. Good job. KLOC San Francisco. In a moment, we're going to play Dead or Alive, calling whatever the other game is we play, Guess the Celebrity. 800-400-FM97.
And tell Ray to hold. I believe the record's Love Drive, and I know Michael Schenker, Rudolph.
And Linda Lovelace just got an email in. She from Vola. Weird name. Car accident.
Oh.
That's how she went.
All right, first try. You know, Ray can hold on. We'll take it.
She was a little busy. I don't think at the end she was interested in members at all, male members. She had no patience for it.
Well, listen, when you do something for a living so long, you start to get sick of it.
But she only really did that one, man. That was it. And she did other. And that was in a period where you could do a porno and still maybe, you know, get another job doing other acting and whatnot.
Huh?
Now, there was.
Can't do that anymore?
No more. I mean, Jenna Jameson, but that doesn't really count.
They did it at the O'Farrell. That movie. I believe.
I think you're thinking of Behind the Green Doors.
That's
the brothers, right?
Yeah,
the
brothers. Yeah.
All right, and now the traffic, which is brought to you by BART. Is it on time, Kathy?
Yes, it is on
perfect.
Time, as a matter of fact. Weather partly cloudy, highs in the 50s. It's 7:03. I'm Kathy in the KCBS Traffic Center on Alice at 97.3.
Thanks, Kathy. Welcome. Captain Smith is hanging out with us here in the studio.
Hey, Kevin!
Still.
He's about to star in the new Jennifer Garner movie, Catch and Release. When is that opening?
January 26th, but let's be honest, I didn't come here to pimp it. Although
are you nervous about
it
a little bit?
Not at all.
Big opening coming up, man.
It's not my picture. It's her picture.
That's right.
It's all on her shoulders.
It's going to be huge.
You think
because,
so?
Yeah, well, Jennifer Garner, I mean, 13 going on 30 was huge.
Well, I
people
mean,
went
just $60 million.
It was, you don't think that's huge for just a little chick flick?
I guess.
What was the budget on this one?
On this one, I think 30 or something like that.
$30 million.
Yeah. And Timothy Oliphant's in it right there.
Tim Oliphant's in that picture. And he's also in Die Hard 4, so I was in that with that. Been in two Oliphant pictures.
Are you guys buddies now?
Thus far. Not in as
has
much
he been
as
to
like
your house?
I've been to his, no. No. And we actually got into it. We had a little friction. Yeah. Oh, just one day on the set. It was kind of weird. But
you guys make up.
You know that Sheriff Bullock. You can't mess with Sheriff Bullock.
We've since made up. I actually referenced that show in the middle of our fight.
Oh, really?
Where I was like, this ain't dead when you ain't the sheriff. So back off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
He got defensive of Jennifer because there was a moment where I was being a bit... belligerent's too tough a word, but I was disagreeing with Jennifer. In a car, there's four of us in a car. It was me, Garner, Oliphant, and Sam Jaeger, and another guy in the picture. And waiting for magic hour, that's when, like, you know, the sun goes down, but it's not
in
Ohio,
perfect light,
right. Perfect lighting.
Sure.
So we're sitting in the car waiting for that, and just, you know, they wouldn't let us get out of the car because if the shot, you know, if there was great cloud cover, boom, we could go. So we wound up being stuck in this car together for like an hour.
And you lost it. You became unraveled.
Claustrophobic,
man?
There was
Someone was farting? What was it?
It was so... God, it was a twisted personal tale. There was a girl who works for Ben's assistant, and Ben, of course, is involved with Jennifer Garner. And they're married now. They have a kid.
True.
Back then, the kid was just a zygote. Ben's assistant is very good friends with my wife, and her birthday had come and passed, and Ben, I think, had forgotten it at that point. So we kind of got, me and Garner got into this kind of debate over whether it's the person whose birthday it is, their responsibility to remind people it's their birthday, or if it's your responsibility.
And what is your
I'm not going to say where the, you know, who took what position. I'm just going to say I took the most logical one.
Which person's birthday to remind?
No. Heavens no. It's, totally, it's like you got to remember somebody's birthday.
Well, if it's your assistant, somebody that does everything for you,
how are you supposed to remember that?
And, you know, the dude was monumentally busy at the moment. He just kind of, it slipped by him. He didn't notice. And, you know, what do you have an assistant for but to remind you, hey, it's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
This birthday, that person's birthday. But you don't, it's a little ghost to be like, hey, by the way, it's my birthday today. So we got into a debate about that, and I was
you got belligerent, dude. You
didn't get belligerent, but I was just like, she was kind of more forgiving of her boyfriend.
Like, you should take that crap
naturally, and I was just the guy who was just like, no, you can't say that
piece
word.
He's a poopy.
He whipped.
PR, and then, you know,
a prike.
Yes.
Yes.
I said maybe it's just because he's a prike. And she was just like, well, I don't know about that. I was like, I do. I've known him longer than you. It was really petty. It was really petty.
You pulled out the I've known him longer than you.
My claws came out.
And so then the other guy.
I had sex with him, too.
Well, then, and then it settled down. It went no further than that because it was just like, you know, she was like, whatever. No, we kept talking.
Yeah?
She was fine. But then Oliphant had been kind of quiet the whole time, and he was sitting in the back reading a book, sitting next to, like, him and Garner in the back seat, me and San Diego in the front seat. And then Tim, at a certain point, just gets up out of the car and, like, slams the door and walks away. And we were all like, wow, he got out of here in a hurry and whatnot. And he came back, and he had a handful of peanuts, I guess, from, like, craft service. He came back to the car, and I was just like, dude, what, he just suddenly felt the need to get some protein? He just got out of here in a hurry, man. What, you need to rock a fist of peanuts? And he was just like, no, I just find you really annoying. He did, and I was just so stunned by that. I was like, what do I say to that?
Because you got done the film, you told me how much you love him. How great, or at least acting-wise.
Yeah, totally, we got over
what a great actor he is.
Even if, like, we had never gotten over that fight, because I've never really dealt with that, man. And for the first time...
Someone saying that you're annoying?
Or somebody just being like...
You can't,
like,
do radio,
right,
dude.
Right in your face.
No. Somebody being, like, in my face about it.
You're sitting in a car and you're not going anywhere.
Totally. And also, I was just like, this is none of your business, dude. I was having a discussion with her about people
right
you don't even know. And,
right.
Like, what do you... So I got kind of tight about it. It was the first time I ever thought... About punching somebody in my life.
Oh. And the first time in your life
about
punching
somebody? So for the next 2 days, I was just like, man, I should do something. I should go prison on this
really dude. It really bothered you.
To establish dominance and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm looking around at chairs on the set going like, we should just pick up a chair and hit Tim with it. Then deal with the fallout later on.
Do you think some of this has to do with the fact that on this set, you're just another actor?
No, it wasn't an ego thing like that. No, not at all. It was just like, dude, don't jump up in a conversation that you had no part of. And, like, I wasn't talking to you. We were arguing, her and I, and we were barely arguing, but, like, we were having a debate about, you know, whether or not it's the birthday thing. So
we
didn't speak. We didn't speak for like 2 days.
You know, I can picture you and I having it. You and me.
Totally. 2 days that we didn't speak and stuff like. I gave him the silent treatment. I'm looking at chairs, looking for the nearest chair. Just going, I'm gonna hit him over the head with a chair. And then finally, he was just
go for a bottle, dude.
You think so?
Yeah.
The only reason I didn't do it was because I didn't want to slow down production. I wasn't even afraid of, like, because I was like, if I hit him with the chair, there's no way he's getting back up and hitting me. I really put so much thought into it.
Dude.
It was weird. But he came up to me and he was like, we should talk about this. And he was just like, look, this is just how I feel. I felt like you were going at her a little hard and it was kind of awkward. And it was just, we were locked in that car and I didn't want to sit there and listen to it. And I said, look, I respect that, dude. But, you know, this ain't Deadwood and you ain't the sheriff. So next time, just don't get up in
don't
my grill.
Don't pipe up. Don't get all uppity, man.
Totally.
Pipe the F down, dude.
He apologized and I apologized. And we were ever more
after
that, it was fine. But I've never gotten into any friction. It's kind of strange.
That's your violent story.
A Kevin Smith story, everyone. Violent Kevin Smith story. It's Alpha 97.3. Kevin Smith is sitting here. We are so late at this point. Dick, you ready to play Guess the Celebrity?
Wow, that was a long story.
Yeah, it worked.
First time caller in 2007.
Right on, Dick. Hey, Jeff. I can just see, like, you know, Kevin's around a bunch of dudes that says, one time I got this fight, I got stabbed in the eye. Like, you know, everyone telling their fight stories. And Kevin's like, well, one time, dude. This guy got all uppy on the shoot. I told him he wasn't the sheriff.
And I thought about,
and I thought about hitting him.
I really thought about hitting him with a chair.
I considered weapons to you.
All right, awesome. Human. Get up, baby. Hey, Human is coming up, by the way.
Hey, Dick, you get a pair of tickets to see Legally Blonde, the musical, Tuesday, January 3rd at the Golden Gate Theater.
Seriously.
Terrific.
That's a surprise.
January 3rd?
23rd. January
23rd. Oh, 23rd. Okay.
You going to go?
Yes.
Tell him on the spot now.
He'll take his girl. Here we go.
All right, good luck, everyone. Your category is any musician that was big in the 80s.
David Coverdale.
I suffer from bipolar disorder.
Rick Astley.
Everybody.
Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Oh, Boy George.
In 1998,
George Michael appeared
on the soundtrack of Babe, Pig in the City. Not as a composer, but as a singer.
Pat Benatar.
Of a song called That'll Do. I dated Roseanne Arquette.
Travis Tritt.
My greatest commercial success came with the album called So.
And Peter Gabriel.
Peter Gabriel, I win.
Roseanne Arquette.
No, you didn't hang up on him, did you?
Oh, I did. Tammy still. Yeah, I did. Call back, Tim. Get those tickets.
That's what you get for saying it's a long story, Tim.
We're going head to head here.
You get cut
off. All right, here we go.
All right, Kevin, please don't ruin this double down question. In 1989. A soundtrack was released that many people consider to be the climax of my work.
Can I answer this one?
No, you can't.
You might have to.
Kevin Smith referred to the movie, which the soundtrack was written for, twice yesterday.
Passion of the Christ?
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Sarah for the Steal.
Temptation of Christ?
It is the Temptation of the Christ.
That's wrong, too.
The title is The Last Temptation of Christ.
Oh, she got Temptation.
I knew what movie it was.
Doesn't matter, man. On Jeopardy, she'd be a loser.
Ding, ding.
All judges right. rule again.
Judges.
We're taking a break. We'll be back. It's 7:12. Who's Human is right around the corner.
Alice brings in the new year.
Sleep train.
Yeah.
No sales tax right now, which is great.
Can't beat that.
Big discount off that mattress. That's the thing, you know. I'm so annoyed by sales tax. Like, oh, I'm paying this for that.
I'm annoyed by every tax. Check out FairTax.org, everyone. Wake up, America. Stop being robbed every paycheck by this damn government. What's wrong with you?
And wake up on a sleep train mattress.
Exactly.
They clearly get it.
That's what it is, man. We're so tired of them realize what's going on.
That's right.
Dance, monkeys, dance.
Yes.
That's all I could say. Just watching you guys.
Get it.
In these mattresses. Dance, monkeys, dance.
Hey, you know what? Mr. Smith, I know you know everything, but you don't know the joy of a sleep train mattress.
I don't know, sir.
You do not know? I don't. I bought a much more expensive mattress at this other mattress. Storage. I probably should.
But you probably wasted your money.
You think so?
Yeah, I got a better quality.
If they would toss me a free mattress like you guys,
then perhaps I could get on board. Anyone's price
on board
any comparable mattress by 5%.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
and for full 90 days and money back guarantee. Did that place custom made your freaking bed for you? Did they give you a 90-day money back guarantee?
I literally did have my bed custom made. I didn't. My wife did.
Yeah,
that and the $100,000 portrait.
I guess we can't all be Kevin Smith, can we?
Most of us need to save the sales tax. I'll jump on board the sleep train.
Free same day delivery.
That's right.
Free setup. Remove of your old crappy mattress. That's called customer service, Kevin.
So when they take a no-name older mattress out of the house to replace it, do they eBay, you think?
Probably.
You think so?
No, they're probably sent to a lab for DNA samples.
Mattress heaven.
So there are many more no-names walking around than you know about
right now.
What's the number, no-name?
1-800-378-BED.